This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. U.S.-backed forces in Syria move to retake the last patch of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate in Syria, advancing on the terror group's remaining fighters late Friday. The final assault began just one day after the lead commander said the northeastern Syrian village of Baghouz would be liberated within a week. An SDF official speaking to VOA on the condition of anonymity said 15,000 troops were taking part in the operation with the backing of U.S. and coalition air power and artillery. The U.S.-led coalition declined to provide any update late Friday, saying it was too early to assess the operation's progress. An Indian pilot captured by Pakistan after his fighter jet went down over the disputed Kashmir region has been handed back to India at a border crossing between the two countries. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
Wing Commander Abhinandan Vartaman crossed into India at the Wagha border road crossing between the two countries late Friday. Indian Air Force officials who received the pilot said they were happy to have him back. Pakistan has called the pilot's release a gesture of peace, as both countries come under intense diplomatic pressure to step back from a confrontation. Tensions spiraled dangerously after Pakistani jets crossed into Indian territory in response to India's bombing of a suspected terrorist camp inside Pakistan a day earlier. For VOA, I'm Anjana Pasricha in New Delhi.
Somali security forces Friday ended al-Shabaab's siege of a residential building in Mogadishu after battling the militants for almost 24 hours. An unknown number of al-Shabaab fighters had remained holed up in a building near a Mogadishu hotel since Thursday. The death toll from Thursday's twin car bombings in the area has climbed to more than 30 people. This is VOA News. The parents of an American college student who died after being detained in North Korea say the evil regime there is responsible for his death. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has details.
Fred and Cindy Warmbier are rebuking President Trump after he said yesterday he didn't think Kim Jong-un was aware of their son Otto's alleged mistreatment.
He tells me that he didn't know about it, and I will take him at his word.
The Warmbiers said they stayed silent while the president was meeting with Kim in Vietnam, but now must speak out. In a written statement, they say Kim and his evil regime are responsible for Otto's death, and no excuses or lavish praise can change that. Otto Warmbier died 2 years ago after being returned to the U.S. in a vegetative state. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Canada's Justice Department has begun the process of extraditing Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou to the United States to face charges of violating U.S. sanctions against Iran. The department said in a statement Canadian officials issued an authority to proceed measure which formally started the extradition process. Meng, the company's chief financial officer, was detained in Canada last December. In January, the United States filed several charges against her and Huawei, including bank fraud, obstruction of justice, and theft of technology. In the Philippines Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the United States remains concerned about possible espionage from Huawei tech.
Our task has been to share with the world the risks associated with that technology, the risks to the Philippine people, the risk to Philippine security, the risk that America may not be able to operate in certain environments if there is Huawei technology adjacent to that.
China's embassy in Canada said it is utterly dissatisfied and firmly opposes Ottawa's decision. Meng's lawyers say the U.S. extradition request is an abuse of the process of law. The United States has issued a new round of sanctions against Venezuela and the government of embattled President Nicolas Maduro. The State Department said it was imposing visa restrictions on individuals responsible for undermining Venezuela's democracy. It said the restrictions would apply to numerous Maduro-aligned individuals and their families. U.S. Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says that Maduro supporters who abuse or violate human rights are not welcome in the United States.
Neither are their family members who enjoy a privileged lifestyle at the expense of the liberty and prosperity of millions of Venezuelans.
The United States and several dozen other nations have recognized National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader. However, Russia, China, Cuba, and other nations say Maduro is the country's president. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.